I want to read something to you real quick. 2 Corinthians, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 18. And, but we all, with open face, beholding as a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. But let me translate that. What happens is when you read the word, I don't know how God does this, when you read this word, this is like a mirror, and you're looking in it, and you're looking in it, and you see Jesus, and you see yourself. And what happens is as you believe it, and you hold on to it, and you obey it, what happens, the Holy Spirit begins to transform you into that Jesus. And so you start to look more like Jesus. And you remember what Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so you start to look like the Father. And it's because you're beholding the word, this word, this mirror, this word is your mirror. And you're looking into it. And as long as you're looking into it, and you're believing, and you're obeying it, what happens, you're transformed. And you start to look like the Lord, the mirror. Please forgive me, I always say this, but in case some people don't know, God shows me pictures and images, and that's how I talk, and that's how I talk to you, from that picture or image that he'll show me. And so here's what I saw. I saw three mirrors. I saw three people with three mirrors, and they were Christians in church. That's what I saw. And I saw these three mirrors. The mirror, the word of God. And I saw the mirror, and I saw them holding the mirror. The first Christian holding the mirror. He's holding the mirror, and he looks at it, and he sees it. And then he does like this. He puts it down and starts walking. And starts walking through life. I said, Lord, what's going on? And the verse is James 1. But be ye doers of the word and not just hearers only. Because if you're just a hearer and not a doer, you deceive yourself. And it's just like putting down the word and you forget. You put it down the mirror and you forget who you are. James 1:22, it talks about that. Paraphrase. I saw them. And they had the mirror and they were looking at it. And then they put it down and they started walking through life. I have held that mirror at one time. I saw Jesus. Jesus touched me, opened my eyes, I saw him, and I began to, okay. And I saw him, but I did like this. I started walking through life. And one of the reasons I did like that is because of priority. Time. You see, it takes time to stay in this mirror and let God do something with you. And I didn't want to make him a priority. I didn't want to make him put my time into it. I had other things going on. I had life to live. I had wife. I had children. I had a job. I had to work. I had to do stuff. And so I didn't have time to stay in the work. And so it wasn't a priority. And if something's not a priority, you don't have time. And so I'm a big man. Don't have time. Here's how much time I had for God. Easter, weddings, funeral. You know what I mean? I didn't have time. I'm busy. It's not a priority. So I'm walking around. God didn't become a priority. I won't stay in the mirror. And I forget my image or the image I'm trying to turn into. And so I saw this person. I've been there. You know, I'm just walking through and I got to deal with this and I got to deal with that and I worry about this and it didn't become a priority. It's sad sometimes this happens. Something can happen to you and then you start to say, I think I need to make a decision and make life or make God a priority. I had a wreck. Flipped the car 3 times. Saw my life pass before me, thought I was going to die. After I did live, apparently. And after that wreck, he became a priority. I started looking in the mirror. Sad it had to take that, but I don't. But I saw a person that Make this your priority. I can't make you make it. You're going to have to do that. Whatever is a priority, you'll make time for it. Whatever is a priority, you'll make time for. If it's not a priority, you'll know, well, I can, you know, I'll get there when I get there. I'll do it when I do it. But if it's a priority, you'll make sure. I've been there. I've held this before. There's another mirror. This mirror right here. I saw the person, the second person. They were walking. And here's what they were doing with the mirror. They looked at it. They looked at the Word of God. And then they did like this. I held this mirror before. What that means is, you know what? I see Jesus. And then I started thinking about you. Oh, you got problems. You see that? You don't look like Jesus. You didn't talk right. You didn't say. He didn't say. And so I'm pointing everybody out. Oh, you need to look more like Jesus. And so I'm just pointing everybody out. Hey, you need to look like Jesus. You don't look like Jesus. See, I looked at Jesus, and you don't look like him. And so I became the Holy Spirit's conviction. I'm not condemning you. I'm just convicting you. I'm just telling you about yourself. And so I walked around. Look at you. You know how they would say, I remember I got a chance when I was younger to go preach at some churches. And, you know, I'd been in the churches and I'd seen the people. And I don't know how or why they gave me an opportunity to preach. They shouldn't have, but they gave me a chance to speak. And oh my God. You know how people say, you know, they'll say, preacher, you stepped on my toes. Well, I didn't try to step on their toes. I tried to stomp their toes. I was pointing out stuff. I was like, because I knew. And you were doing this and you were doing that. And boy, I was showing them their self. I was on them. I was telling them about themselves. Boy, and I beat them up good. Yeah, and I said, yes, in the Jesus' name. And I was showing them themselves. Walking around with a mirror just like this. God had to deal with me. Matthew talks about, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye? And you got a log in your eye. Oh, God dealt with me. I mean, and Jesus can do it in a way he can just cut you through the heart. Dang, you a hypocrite. Like what? You got issues, you got problems, you got stuff in your life, and I see all of it. And you trying to walk around like ain't nobody got a problem. Or you don't have a problem, everybody else has a problem. And that's how I was walking around. God had to deal with me. Man, you need to put this mirror down. That's why you hear me say, I ain't got time to mess with you. I ain't got time to fix you. I can't fix you anyway. It's not my job to condemn you, and it's not my job to convict you. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict you. It's the devil's job to condemn you. That ain't my job. The devil will do his thing. You already know that. He'll condemn you. But the Holy Spirit will do his thing. He'll convict you. But it's not my job to beat people up. It's my job to love them. And when I look in the Word of God and then I turn around and I do that, because I got my own mess. I got to deal with my own stuff. The third mirror. The third mirror is this mirror right here, which we just read. When you get into the Word, you believe it, you obey it, and you look at it for yourself. And the Holy Spirit begins to work on you and begins to transform you. And you stay with it. It's a priority. You're not thinking about anybody else. You're thinking about, Lord, make me right. Fix me, God. God's on you. Let me tell you where he'll start. Or at least he started with me. Me, my, and I. But when you start looking in this right here, me. I was like, Lord, what about me? What about? What about what I want? It ain't about what you want. It's about me, says the Lord. God will not give you any glory. Are they going to see me? Are they going to notice me? Are they going to recognize? It ain't about you. He gets all the glory for everything. It ain't about me. It's about him. In this mirror, if you look in this mirror, it'll be all about his glory. It ain't about your glory. Me, my way, my plans, my viewpoint. I can't begin to tell you how many plans I have had for me and my wife and my God. I have plans. See, God, we can go this way. And because the way I think about it and the way I see it and the way I think it ought to be fixed. And the Lord will begin to deal with you. And if you look in here, it's, I do it my way. It's not your way. It's my way. You want to be transformed? It's my way. I got a plan for you. I don't like it. I don't care whether you like it. My way is better. My plans are better than your plans. My ways are higher than your ways. I know what I'm doing. I'm God. Man, you can't even cook. You trying to tell me what to do. You can't fix a car. You can't paint. I can't. And you trying to tell me what to do. I know what to do, man. I'm smarter than you. I know you don't believe that. You ever get around some kids and they think they're smarter than you? You ever had children that, I know more than you, Daddy. Shut up. Me, my, I want this, and I want to go here, and I want it this way, and it ain't about what you want. And he'll begin to work on that. I'm getting older, and you're going through changes, and things change on you, and in my mind, I was like, this is not going to change. I want it to be like this, and God's like, no. Man, I got a plan. I have a way set up. It's all about me. I'm talking about that. He's going to get me, my, and I out of the way. If you're going to get transformed, that's what you're going to do. If you stay in this mirror, you're going to lose me. And you're going to lose my. And you're going to lose I. And it's going to be all about him. He's going to get all the glory. And then you'll be transformed. That's why when Jesus could say, if you see me, you see the Father, because it was all about him. It had nothing to do with Jesus. It had something, everything to do with the Father. Does that make sense? Lord, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that each person here pick up the mirror and look at it. And let the Holy Spirit work on us so that we look more like Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, be blessed.